Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we pick a random show, take it for a spin, see how long we can hang on, and then I give you my opinion. Now, today we're not going random because Doug went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button, and Alexa, tell us who we're going to listen to today.
Today's show is History Untold Podcast at historyuntoldpodcast.com.
And we don't have to dig too far because this is the very first episode of the History Untold podcast. So while I pull that up, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, when I go to historyuntoldpodcast.com, I can see it's a podcast telling the stories about the most fascinating and sometimes chilling events in history. And this first episode is going to be about the Jonestown Massacre. And it goes a little something like this.
You know, she said, just take me and just lay me down next to my grandmama. And she went up to that Kool-Aid, to that death barrel. And she just didn't hesitate, just took it and drank it and told me to hold her, to take her, and I did. And she died in my arms.
Interesting intro.
This is a story about a town called Jonestown, created by a man of the name Jim Jones. He was an American religious leader of the People's Temple in northwestern Guyana in South America. He had the mind of an inhumane, crazy person. He compared himself to Jesus Christ and held 1,000 people hostage in his utopian community, aka his cult, where he took control of them, had armed guards watching them, and even killed anybody who trespassed his fantasy world, his dream. But what caused his craziness? What was Jim's psychological mindset and physical condition in 1978 of November when this massacre occurred? And why did he force a mass suicide murder upon his people, 300 of them being children?
Wow. And thus inventing the phrase, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Here's the story of Jim Jones, who he was, who he became, who found out about him, and why everything first started.
Interesting.
Mother, 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 please. Mother, please, 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 don't do this. Put down your life with it, child, but don't do this.
There are at least 9 signs that can be used to determine whether or not somebody has narcissistic personality disorder.
Number one, do they have a podcast?
The first sign of narcissism is self-importance. Jones used his talents of speaking and preaching to show and display to others his self-importance, how much he loved himself. Hugh Fortson, a survivor of the massacre, said that Jones told him and others, "If you see me as your savior, I will be your savior. But if you see me as your God, then I will be your God."
He said, if you see me as your friend, I'll be your friend. As you see me as your father, I'll be your father for those of you that don't have a father. He said, if you see me as your savior, I'll be your savior. He said, even so, if you see me as your God, I'll be your God.
Yeah, she just said
even
that.
Even though many people in the cult had seen Jones as kind and friendly, narcissistic people can tend to be also manipulative, almost like somebody you had just met and they compliment you, saying how nice you look and then ask for your phone number. And then you think, you really, really think that they're going to call you to ask to hang out, but then they don't. And they make you think they will through the act of manipulation. And a lot of the former members of the People's Temple had later reported that after getting to know Jones and seeing how friendly he was, the truth slowly began to come more apparent, as the beatings, theft of money, the paranoia, rape, emotional abuse, and drug use came into action.
Every single person felt that they had a purpose there and that they were exceptionally special. And that is how he brought so many young college kids in, so many older black women in, so many people from diverse backgrounds who realized that there was something bigger than themselves that they needed to be involved in, and that Jim Jones offered that.
Jones' addiction had escalated from pharmaceutical usage to putting the idea of suicide into his followers' minds.
All right, so this is an interesting show. The only thing I saw that, like I mentioned, is they said, and the one guy said, blah, 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 and then you'll see me as your God. And then they played somebody saying, he thought I was your friend. I thought it, well, they just said that. So somebody needs to say it once, and that would do that. I'm also, again, first impression, I thought it was interesting. Some of the music in the background, like the last clip you just played of the woman, I'm like, did we need music behind her talking? Not that it was horrible. It just was like, why is there a gospel choir singing behind her? And this probably has to do with you pulling from clips of other documentaries and such. So just for me, I was kind of like, why is there a gospel choir singing? I thought the overall mood of the show was good with the intro and the fact that it wasn't like happy banjo music. I thought that was cool. And in generally, you have me hooked in enough to go, okay, I never really thought about like, who is this guy? I just know at the time the guy was nuts and everybody drank the Kool-Aid. And I didn't realize there were any survivors. That was the one that I just heard there. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I didn't realize there were survivors. Of course, this is 1978. So I don't remember what I had for breakfast, let alone 1978. So if you want to check this out, again, it's called the History Untold Podcast. You can find it at historyuntoldpodcast.com. The other thing I should mention here before we head out the door is this is one of those times I think you can get away with reading a podcast. It would be cool if and she didn't sound horrible at reading it, because some people sound really bad when they are reading it. But this is one of those where you're telling a story, you know, and I thought she had good voice inflection. But on the other hand, I also knew she was reading. And that's just going to be something that will get better with time. Again, not horrible, not even awful, not it just was like, OK, yeah, you're reading. And so it doesn't, I don't feel like you're sitting there telling me a story. I feel like you're sitting there reading a story to me, and that will just come with time. So again, that was completely okay. And if you'd like an in-depth view of your show, all you have to do is go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's where you get myself and my 12 years of podcasting experience, along with Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach. And he's at podcasttalentcoach.com. He's got 30 years in helping people shape their content. So we look at your content, we look at your website, we look at the technology, we let you know what you're doing right, and maybe if there are any things that you need to tweet. Check that out, Podcast Review Show. And we'll see you Friday with a new episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. If you want to get your show reviewed, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button, and we'll hear me talking about your podcast very soon. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.